Good morning. We're continuing with Maseches Trumas. We are in Perek Aleph. We are up to Mishnah Gimel. So we discussed in the first Mishnah in the Perek that Truma, while Truma literally just means, literally is, you're taking a part off, a tithing off, and giving to the Kayin. Ultimately, the word Truma is very specific. It comes from the word Harama, to uplift, to elevate. So since that is the case, we're not just simply taking off a piece and giving it as a gift to the Kayin. You are elevating it in its level of Kedusha. You are taking food. You are infusing it with the Kedusha which goes to the Kayin. It requires a certain level of das, of understanding of what you're doing, and appreciation for the matter. Therefore, there are certain people who cannot take off Truma. Even if they take off the Truma, it does not help, it's not valid, it does not turn into Truma because they don't understand what they're doing. One of those examples was a katan. A katan is a child, does not appreciate the action that he's doing, does not have the capacity to understand what he's doing. Now, Mishnah Gimel is a bit of a tricky Mishnah because it's not exactly clear what it's talking about. It starts off as follows. Katan shlehevi shtei sarah. So katan does not yet reach puberty. So he's just, so Yehuda Emer, Chumas Chuma. So what does this mean? It sounds like it's talking about a katan, as the premise of the Mishnah. It's a katan. Katan generally means somebody who is not yet 13 years old. However, some understand that this is going in the Shita of Rav Meir, which means even if he reached the age, the years, the shanim, which we'll call a gadol, but if he has not physically shown signs of being a gadol yet, nevertheless, even though he does not have the physical signs, his truma still remains truma. So here, it's not clear. It's really not clear in the Mishnah what we're talking about. Some understand it's talking about a katan who has not yet reached the years of 13. That's what it seems like in the response of Rabbi Yossi, because he says, this is a halach with regard to nadarim, which is a concept called the mufla samach le'ish. That means that when a child is already 12 years old in one day, or a girl reaches her 11th birthday in one day, so her nadarim are able to be chal, even though she's not a gedolah or he's not a gadol. Nevertheless, it's a mufla samach le'ish. They are old enough to understand what they're doing, so the nadarim take effect. So Rabbi Yossi says, the same principle applies. If they have the understanding to make the Nadarim are strong enough to take effect. The same thing is true. They can indeed take off Truma and elevate that food to the status of Truma. Mishbal Anas Nadarim, Truma say Truma. If they did reach that point of time, Truma is Truma. In other words, Mishnah goes in both ways. It's not clear exactly what it means. Generally speaking, we require, for Zeraisas, we require both, that the child would reach the year of 13, plus show signs of puberty. However, if it's ever relevant to certain cases, and sometimes it is, a shayla should be asked. Mishnah Dalid, Ein Tarmin Zeisim Al Hashemen. This is a halacha with regard, we're going a bit off, more into the specifics of the halacha of Truma. Person has a pile of olives and a jug of oil. Both of them need to have Truma taken off of them. The halacha is, Ein Tarmin Zeisin Al Hashemen. You can't just take off some olives and say, this will exempt the oil as well. The same thing is true, V'lei Anovim Al Zeisim, I'm sorry, V'lei Anovim Al Yayin, you can't take off from grapes on wine. Ben Tarmo, if they did, so now we're going to get into a machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. There are a number of reasons which are given for this as to why the Truma doesn't work. The first understanding is that simply it's Xeris Akasov, that it has to be the same thing. It has to be either oil or olives. There are others who understand that this is a gezera for the benefit of the kehanim. That if you're going to start, if we're going to allow people to take off chuma from oil onto olives, then you're going to end up just giving the kohen all the olives, which gives him a lot of extra work to do. Ultimately, as well, there's other gezeras that perhaps he will cheat the kohen and not give him enough. But the bottom line is, you cannot take off from the fruit on the oil or the wine. Now, let's say you did. A person did take off the truma from his olives. He took a big, large amount of olives. He's giving it to the kohen. He says, within this amount should be enough to exempt my oil. It says, Beshamai, trumas atzman bahem. At least the olives or the grapes have been exempted because you took off truma from olives on olives, from grapes on grapes. Basil says, no, since we have to protect the kehanim, and there's a potential the kehanim can end up losing out from this, it's a gezeras chazal that the whole truma does not work. And therefore, according to Basil, The whole truma is a failed experience, and you cannot, you have to do the whole thing over again. We'll see tomorrow, Mishnah Hey, there are a bunch of examples of chiyuv ala petor and petor ala chiyuv, where for some reason there's no chiyuv to take off truma, it's patur from truma, you can't take off from that on something which is chayiv. That'll be tomorrow's Mishnah. Have a wonderful day.